Well, the big news, Coach, we're going to go right to that as you qualify for the state duels taking place this weekend. A number six seed, that's something you shoot for. Congrats. Your kids got to be ecstatic about this, aren't they?
Yeah, really excited. You know, last year we had really high hopes of qualifying and just didn't wrestle well, you know, the last couple duels at the end. And, you know, another goal of ours is always to qualify for state duels. And we put together a schedule that's definitely competitive and can put us there if we win duels. And that's what we ended up, you know, doing. We were having to go out to Hitchcock County and win all three duels against, you know, some quality opponents. And we were able to do that and get into state duels, you know. And this time we're not the eight seed like the last time. So that makes, you know, things a little bit more, you know, manageable on our end. But yeah, super excited for our kids. You know, that just shows that they show up and work hard. And, you know, we put together a schedule that can help us get there too.
Shelby Rising City, the first duel for you. Have you had a chance to see this team at any of your invites whatsoever this winter?
You know, this was the first year that we didn't go to Central Valley. We normally go to Central Valley, and that is where we normally see them. But we got out of Central Valley just due to, you know, that's a tough travel day for our kids, getting up at 4 a.m. and then getting home at, you know, 11, 12 midnight, and then turning around and wrestling in Arapaho. So we did not see them this year, you know, but we are pretty familiar with them. We've been in a couple districts with them in the last few years. Like I said, we went to Central Valley, you know, up until this past year. So they're a really good squad. You know, they fill probably 11 or 12 weights, and they got three kids that are rated number one. And, yeah, really, really tough matchup. But there are definitely, you know, some matches that we can win, you know, just on paper, looking at paper now. You know, we'll be favored in, oh, probably three or four matches. And then if you can win a, you know, a couple here and there toss-up matches, which there are some, you know, we'll have a chance to do something, you know, special.
The rest of the bracket, Coach, you've had a chance, I'm sure, to run into a few of those teams along the way. It's some invites, maybe a few of those in the 18 bracket.
Yeah. Yep. So I think we have seen everybody else but Aquinas, and again, Aquinas would have been another team that we would have saw at Central Valley, but. Yeah, no, yeah, we've seen Burwell, we've seen Ravenna, Plainview, Weeping Water, Central Valley. We didn't see them this year, I guess, either. So, but yeah, we saw everybody else. Good teams. You know, we just saw Weeping Water this past weekend. We saw Plainview after Christmas, too. We're you know, competitive with them and at Amherst. Saw Ravenna and Burwell up at Twin Loop early in the year. So, yeah, no, good teams. You know, those are a lot of staple programs that make it year in and year out. You know, your Aquinas's, your Burwells, your Plainviews, you know, those are the teams that are going to go down to Omaha and compete for a team title for the tournament. And, you know, it's just we're excited to be there. And we're excited that, you know, we get to be competitive. You know, we're going to be competitive. You know, in 2023, we were the eighth seed. We felt like we were the second best team there. We just had a bad draw. You know, this year at least we have a little better draw. So, you know, you win that first duel, you come home with a trophy, and that's obviously a goal of ours is, you know, to get some state hardware here in the school. We don't have any, and you know, that's kind of been a goal of mine as a coach is to put something in our trophy case.
You're coming into this duels, Coach. Not nice weekend, but Curtis on Friday and then Arapaho on Saturday. Had some good results there, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, Curtis was just a different tournament. It was I've never really been to a tournament where there was just not a lot of crowd, and so that was a unique experience. It was just pretty quiet in there, and probably just, you know, there's a lot of teams that travel quite a distance away and don't have a ton of kids, so. But yeah, we were able to win that invite. I didn't really feel like we wrestled very well overall as a team, but we won the invite. Actually, you know, we kind of moved some kids around, and we put our JV 215-pounder Angel Torres as our scorer. Then we moved Trev Burke, who was a qualifier last year at 215, up at heavyweight. And Angel only had one match, but it was against a Sutherland kid, and you know, that kind of won us the tournament, winning that match. So that was pretty cool. You know, really excited for him to see, just how he took that in and absorbed it, winning a match like that, kind of a big moment for our team and for him. And then Saturday we wrestled Arapahoe, felt like we competed a lot better, came away with 7 medals, which that was the most of any team. Angel was a non-scorer there, and if he's a scorer, we probably win that tournament. But yeah, we wrestled really well. Just a couple matches here and there, that late that we didn't win, but just kind of observing as a coach that I think they're kind of getting a little tired, a little worn down. So, I gave them Monday off this week just to recharge those batteries. You wrestle back to back, multiple weeks in a row, you only get one day off of rest. It becomes a grind, especially if you're sick. So some of those kids needed a day off, and we did that. And, just seeing some of them around the school today, they're feeling a lot better. But yeah, super excited. I feel like we're kind of peaking at the right time. We got 3 weeks left here, and each week we just got to peak a little bit more and a little bit more.
I take it, Coach, you probably won't, because you're wrestling in the duels on Saturday, probably not going to do much or if anything at all at Southwest on Friday.
I'll probably take at least one kid over, maybe two. Mm-hmm. Just need some to get some mat time. We did get one kid that's going to give it a go that hasn't wrestled at all this year. Finally was able to get his cast off. And we're going to give it a go on Friday and see what it's like. And, he won 35 matches last year. So hopefully we can get some mat time and get a feel before districts. It'll kind of be one of those things that if it's feeling good, we'll probably try to wrestle him at districts. And, if his hand isn't feeling, up to par yet, we'll probably just wait another year, but we'll probably at least have one or two kids, I would say, over there.
And hard to believe, next week is district meet already. Coach, state duels 1 week, district meet, the two most important meets coming up for you.
Yeah, districts, super excited that we just have to basically, drive 6 miles down the road, pack up, get our stuff, get on a bus, short trip, and then come home. Our kids are going to get to sleep in their own bed. They're going to have to wake up at a normal time for like a home meet. So it's almost better than hosting just for the sheer fact of, we're not traveling. Last year was the first year in 9 years since I've been here. So this is just the second year in 10 years, our kids will get to sleep in their bed. And that's a big deal. Kids sometimes don't know how to sleep in a hotel. It's just different. I don't like sleeping in a hotel. Sometimes it's not your bed. So really big district, there's 30 teams. Overall, I think it's going to be as competitive as any district in the state, just because of sheer numbers. And there's going to be some outstanding weight classes, just lots of bodies, lots of guys that are real quality. There's a couple weight classes where you're going to have 6 or 7 returning state qualifiers, and they only take 4. So our kids are going to have to wrestle well. We feel like, we've been wrestling some of the best competition out in our district within our conference, and we've been right there with those teams within a handful of points or whatever. So my expectation is to go compete for a district title. That's again another thing that we haven't done here. Since I've been coaching, we've gotten runner up a couple times, but we haven't won a district title. And, we have the type of team, if we have a really good day, we could go do that. And so, get a great opportunity. Like I said, staying in our beds, basically a home meet, just down the road there at Southwest. So we're real excited for that.